We now return to programming paid for by Omira Health Centers.
We're trying to help you take control of your health with natural solutions. We're trying to inspire and educate, because all you have to lose are the side effects. That's the mantra of our program here. It's Health Empowerment on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver, brought to you by Omira Health Center. And ironically, that's their mantra as well. All you have to lose are the side effects. 604-983-HEAL, 604-983-4325. And later on, we'll have the Health Empowerment promotional package, which will include, as one of the parts of the package, a nice visit to one of those Solaris saunas, which is now up in North Vancouver at Omira Health on First Street, North Vancouver. We're really thrilled to be chatting with Dr. Estelle Goldstein from San Diego, and she's a psychiatrist. She is helping people get off prescription medicine and just helping with all sorts of mental health disorders, or at least challenges. And we were talking about Empower Plus, because you have all sorts of vitamins and minerals at your behest that you talk to your patients about. How did you get introduced to Empower Plus, doctor?
Well, I always ask patients for their ideas, and I also constantly scour the internet to look for natural substances that may be of use to my patients. I was overwhelmed when I found Empower Plus. I think I had seen them a few years earlier and was wondering, gee, is there research on this? But when I went back and found that there were five published studies in major journals, I said, wait a sec, these guys are serious. So I went on from that to call the good Dr. Kaplan at the University of Calgary, and was so excited about the research going on that now I am carrying out research here myself in San Diego in cooperation with the folks in Calgary.
Wow.
And one good thing leads to another.
Absolutely. And I believe in research. I mean, we're dealing with natural substances, but we shouldn't forget the science. I want to test things to make sure they work. Of course, I also have a private practice. So on the basis of previous publications, I started using this on folks in my private practice. It's pretty extraordinary. We dearly love Tony and David and the folks from True Hope. And one of the things that they did is get this chelated so that it goes to the brain. So it is very helpful for psychiatric difficulties where other vitamins would not be.
Getting across the blood-brain barrier is so critical. Are you familiar with the work of Dr. Abram Hoffer?
Yes, he's one of the earlier folks in the field.
Still alive and well at 90, by the way.
I have heard that. More power to him.
Yeah, he was. His people were here in Vancouver earlier this month with their Orthomolecular Medicine Today seminars and workshops. It was just fascinating. And, of course, lots of American scientists and physicians up to participate. It was just great stuff.
Well, I can't leave home all that much. I have a thriving practice. But I do know that there has always been a dichotomy in many specialties of medicine, as well as particularly in psychiatry, between what is known of the science and what is brought to the patients. And one of the things I'm pledged to is to try and make the best science available to folks who are suffering. So that's kind of how I get here.
That's your mantra.
Dr. Estelle Goldstein is on the line with us from San Diego here on Health Empowerment on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver. So without getting too heavily into the trial that you're putting on, the scientific work that you're doing on Empower Plus, what are you finding? I mean, have some of your patients come back and told you some of the stories that we've read about on the internet?
I have numerous success stories, notably people who are on regular prescription medications, the lithiums and the Depakotes of the world, and said that there were certain things that they felt they could not do with their mind, finessey things like higher mathematics or very complicated logical thinking. And they have all been able to do things like that when I've been able to transfer them to Empower Plus. As a matter of fact, the most difficult portion of doing that is usually getting off the prescription drug, because that's how it is. The FDA requires for approval of drugs a lot about getting on, but getting off, and especially cross-tapering with vitamins, takes a little finesse.
And is that what some people refer to as titrating off? Because they tell you should never, ever just stop or take one less pill per day. Maybe you can talk a little bit about getting off prescription drugs.
Yes, I want desperately for nobody who hears this to ever think about stopping their own drugs without having someone watching them closely. and that's a qualified mental health professional. The reason is there are two things that can happen if you taper yourself, if somebody gets tapered off drugs. One of the things is that the reason that the person gave the drug can come back with a magnificent rebound, and this can make people wildly uncomfortable. The other thing is that sometimes there are discomforts that are part of the chemistry of the drug itself, and sometimes these can be mitigated with natural supplements or other things, but nobody should ever, ever get off a prescription they've been on chronically unless they have a physician watching them very, very closely.
Dr. Goldstein, obviously if there's some success with vitamins and minerals, it makes me wonder about diet. Is that an issue that you talk about with your patients, and what have you found with diet, and is there any say, relationship between a lot of these people that come and see you and their diet?
Absolutely. There are some people who crave certain things. There are some people who are on junk food diets. I go over this with every person to some extent. In general, the general counsel that most folks would give who are looking at alternative treatments or natural treatments is to somehow approximate a Mediterranean-type diet. But the other thing is that sometimes you can't get enough of things missing in the diet without supplementing, simply because, oh gosh, in the last 100 years or so, we have lost so much of the vitamins from the soil that would go into the plants and food. So I ask about diets. But I think that in order to get where they want to go, to maintain true health, most people have to look a little bit beyond diet.
Dr. Estelle Goldstein joins us from San Diego here on Health Empowerment on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver, brought to you by Omira Health at 604-983-HEAL, where, by the way, they're just trying to restock with Empower Plus if you want your particular order, 604-983-4325 or omira.ca. And, doctor, I guess being the renegade doctor that you are, how are you finding other physicians, other psychologists? Are they starting to embrace what you're doing? Do you still feel like a renegade down there?
Oh, well, embrace is perhaps too strong a word. How about accept lovingly when patients start looking better?
Uh-huh.
The great majority of my patients are referred to me by psychologists, therapists, and alternative therapists of many types. Other physicians, well, let's just say that I don't hang out with them a lot, but I do know a fair amount of naturopaths, a couple of DOs who I think are especially gifted healers and do visit with me once in a bit.
DO being osteopathic physicians.
Yes, osteopathic.
Yeah, we don't have many of them in Canada that I'm aware of. I think we have maybe one or two in British Columbia.
No, in general, people with different kinds of backgrounds are more open-minded to different kinds of ways of doing things. And also physicians are, through no fault of their own, under a great deal of pressure often from the organizations they're part of. I myself have been part of organizations in the past, and I understand that. People give you formularies and things you have to prescribe from.
We're chatting with Dr. Estelle Goldstein, who is a psychiatrist. She's helping people get off of prescription medicines and onto natural substances and is doing some testing right now on the treatment of bipolar illness, and was talking about Empower Plus not so long ago. You know, we both saw Sicko not so long ago, and we're wondering how things are in the United States compared to Canada, and are things starting to turn around, or do you still sort of have the same challenges with big pharma companies kind of pushing their way around in U.S. healthcare?
It's hard for me to tell you because I think most of the pharmaceutical reps have given up on visiting me. I'm outside the system. It's the doctors inside the system who have those pressures. I do have many patients who tell me that they have insurance, whether it's for the great emergency or whether it's for what they perceive as prescription needs. But more and more of my patients are telling me they put aside money to pay for the prevention or the natural support, which is not necessarily provided by what they're a part of, whatever insurance or other organization. So there is a little bit of shift, I think, in public consciousness. The only thing that makes things a little bit different here is both in my profession and in the alternative therapists who use natural substances, There are some people who are wonderful and knowledgeable scientists, and there are some people who are just out there to get money out of someone's pocket.
Doctor, can you maybe... Oh, sorry.
No, keep talking. I love this.
I was going to ask you if... Doctor, would you mind sticking around for one more segment, getting a little half refill on your coffee there and just joining us for a couple more minutes?
I would love to stick around a bit more.
Well, we love talking about this kind of stuff. It's the theme of the program, and we'd like to know perhaps maybe a before and after success story of one of your patients because, well, obviously you're in this partially to help people, but it's got to be very rewarding when you help somebody who's literally on the deep end turn things around. Maybe you could think about a great example of that when we continue in just a moment. You're listening to Health Empowerment and Dr. Estelle Goldstein from San Diego joining us. This program is brought to you by Omira Health Center, and it's at 604-983-HEAL, 604-983-4325. They're on First Street in North Vancouver, and the website is www.omira.ca, omira.ca. More with Dr. Goldstein on Health Empowerment next on 1410, The Buzz of Vancouver.